Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is my Focus on Albany meteorologist, Hugh Johnson. And Hugh is going to talk about the snowstorm that's going to be hitting the capital region today, which is December 1st, 2019. So, you predict this is going to be a big one, right?
Yeah, I think so, Cynthia. We're going to start out. The problem is going to be a two-phase storm. Actually, you could almost argue a three-phase storm. We're going to get our first shot this afternoon. We're going to get a few flurries in, and I'm not counting that, but we'll have a good shot of moderate to heavy snow later this afternoon into the evening. We might pick up a couple, several inches. Roads will become slippery and all that. And then what will happen is it will shut down to a very light period of freezing drizzle or sleet and back and forth tonight with maybe an inch or two of snow overnight, not much. But tomorrow, sometime late tonight into tomorrow, it should ramp up again as the secondary low, which develops off the mid-Atlantic, tracks up the coast. And that's where we're going to get the lion's share of snow, and that's going to come tomorrow, probably not till the afternoon, as it looks now, possibly into the evening. So, but at that point, we have a shot of getting 1 to 2 inches an hour. It just depends on where the really good snow banding sets up, and that's going to still be the wild card, because if it's set up right over the Capital District, I think it's going to be a little east of it. If it sets up over the Capital District, we're talking well over a foot of snow, but I'm thinking around a foot. Give or take. But if we can get that band to hang on over our area longer, look out.
Really? So you think maybe we might get more than a foot?
Yeah, I've been thinking right around 12, 13 inches or 13. It's funny, I look back, we haven't had a blockbuster, what we call the top 10 snowstorms for December. We haven't had one of those since 2003 when we had 18 inches on December 6th and 7th. Yeah, probably won't be quite that much, but it could be. But 13.3 is the 10th snowiest snowstorm we've had in December, and that was in 1978. So I'm thinking we'll be right around that number 10 spot. So, yeah, looks like a potential for a blockbuster.
So did you say we got a storm in 1963?
We got one there too, but we got a big one in 78 with 2003. December 6, 2003.
Oh, okay.
We had 18
okay.
inches. Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
And
no, that was
I think I remember that.
Two.
It was around Christmas time, wasn't it?
It was earlier. It was the first week of December. It started on a Saturday morning and it lasted till Sunday. Into Sunday, it was over 24 hours. And, it's funny. We really haven't had a long-duration storm, really, in a while. We had that big one in March a couple of years ago, but even that was really most of that fell in 12 hours. This one's going to be a longer-duration one. And, again, it's going to get cut off. It's going to move very slowly. It's been a while. So you just have to be patient because it's gonna be snowing for a while. Like I say, a lot of times it will be light, but it will be precipitating.
So, when people think about snowstorms, they think about the blizzard of 1888. And, of course, none of us were really around then, but I'm sure you must have studied that. How much did we get then?
We got 46 inches, and Saratoga got up to 5 feet of snow. They were the epicenter. That's the storm of all storms. I mean, no, this one will not be that one. There is a chance it could reach close to the number one storm of December of 69. I'm not saying it will, but if we get into the band, if the band sets up right and stalls, there's always that chance. That one was 1969. That was a three-day storm that lasted, and we got 26 inches from that. And that's even including the fact that we had some freezing rain and sleet during the storm. So that was a huge storm. I don't think we're going to get that much, but it's not out of the question.
So, when there's an unusual weather pattern today, people say, oh, it's because of climate change. Do you think we're getting this storm so early because of climate change? Or is this just like a natural way that the weather is?
In the short term answer is a natural way. I mean, if you look back, we've had bigger snows. We've had snowstorms of 21 inches in November. November 71, we had a big storm on Thanksgiving. I don't like to take one storm and say it's climate change. You got to look at the whole scheme of things. What you can look at is it's been a very active pattern for the last few winters. We've had storm after storm. Last year, I know I said we were going to have a wicked winter, and we lucked out. We didn't. But that's only because of two things. So the southern ridge bulged up a little bit, forcing the jet stream a little further north, and the lava or precipitation came as rain, but we had a lot of it. And the last few winters have just been very active. That, to me, is a sign of climate change. But one particular storm, no. I don't like to, I can't say because we're getting a big storm, it's climate change.
Okay.
But the average.
So what do you predict? You predict this is going to be a snowy winter?
Yes, I think it will be. I think it will be. I use analog winters to look and see what things are doing. And we have a La Nada right now. We don't have an El Nino or a La Nina. We have a dead neutral. And for some reason, it seems like when that happens alone without any other things going on, that usually ends up being a colder and snowier than normal winter on its own. But there's a few other things to consider. We are at the minimum of sunspots, and sunspots don't really alter the weather that much, but just a little bit, and every little bit can make a difference. So, and also there's been a little more volcanic ash in the atmosphere than there has been, not a lot, but more than we've seen recently, and that will help cool things down maybe just a little bit. So those two little things along with the La Nada, to me, kind of point that we could actually have a pretty nasty winter this year. Now, that said, are warming, I think there will be breaks. I don't think we'll be locked into a bitter cold pattern all winter, but we will see some breaks, and we might actually see one next week. It might warm up briefly, but again, I don't think it's going to last long.
When you say by warm up, what are you talking?
Maybe 50s for a day or two.
Oh, wow.
But again, that's next week, and I just – there's a signal certainly on the one model that shows that. But again, we got to get to a big storm first, and then this week's going to stay pretty cold, so it's not going to melt that fast, which is good. You don't want it to melt too fast.
So I know this might be too early to make a prediction, but next week in Troy, it's going to be the Victorian stroll. Do you think that after this big storm, it'll be clear next weekend?
I think so. There's still some cross signals on that, but what I'm seeing is another shot of Arctic air coming in, or at least Canadian air, so it's going to be chilly. It could be a windy, chilly day, but right now it looks to me like it'd be mostly dry. But that's a week away, so I don't want to get too excited about that. But that would be, I think most people would be okay with that. It's not going to be brutally cold, but it'll be maybe in the 20s or near 30, so it won't be too bad.
Okay.
You know, you just have to bundle up. Yeah, it won't be like zero or anything.
So when you saw the storm, when you saw it coming, did you say, oh, this is par for the course? Or did you say, oh, this is going to be an unusual storm?
Well, when I first saw it 10 days ago, it looked like it was going to be a mixed bag, but it was just a question of how true that secondary low was going to be. And that's always a tricky call, but it now looks like a slam dunk that there'll be a secondary low developing, and it's going to be pretty big, you know, pretty deep. I'd say in the last 5 days, it looked like it was going to be a pretty big, I've been saying close to around a foot for, you know, several days now. So but there's still things that we got to watch. There's one other thing I will talk about is there is one other possibility that the storm gets stuck to the south and strengthens, and we get more of an easterly flow. If that happens, we get what's called downsloping. We got mountains of the conics to our east. then we would get downslope, and that would knock down accumulations a little bit. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, though. It looks like it's going to stall further north, and we're going to have more of a northerly wind. So I'm pretty confident that that's not going to happen, but it is a possibility. In 1992, we had a storm in mid-December that did just that, and we ended up a very frustrating forecast because the first round, we got nothing. We got literally nothing, and the whole city got shut down, and then we gave up on it, and then we got a 6 inches overnight, you know. So, but that was a much deeper storm. It stalled to our south. So, you know, again, there are things, it never plays out the same, but there are some similarities with that storm and this one. But I think this one's a little further north before it stalls out. So we'll have more of a northerly wind. So I'm still looking for a foot or so.
So if we get more, will that surprise you?
Not totally. I mean, again, you know, especially if we get it by a band that sets up and stalls, if we end up getting 16 or 18, it'd probably be because, well, that mesoscale band that we got to watch for mainly tomorrow afternoon stalls over us. Yeah, we could get more because it'll be coming down two inches an hour. It'll pile up pretty quick, maybe even 3 inches an hour at that point. But, you know, again, it looks like that band will shift to the east. And it looks like that the heaviest snow with the storm might end up being, oh, the Berkshires, or maybe up in the Southern Greens. The Southern Greens, like Woodford, they'll come in with some really high number for sure.
Okay.
they'll probably get 2 feet or more.
Okay. So a lot of times the Mid-Hudson Valley gets more than the Capital District. How come?
Depends on the track of the storm. And again, this storm does show some signals that the strongest force, the strongest lift in the atmosphere might stay south and east of us. But the difference this time is because of the thermal profile of the atmosphere, they might have more mixing down there. But, you know, if everything works out perfectly, if the storm track, it makes all the difference in the world. We've seen that where they get 2 feet and we get a couple inches. Sometimes, though, it's the other way around. It just depends where that heavy band ends up. So, and it looks to me, synoptically, that the heaviest band might just be on the northwestern fringe of that really heavy band. So that's going to be the wild card in this whole storm. So I'm kind of assuming that the heaviest band just nicks us. And even with that, I think we could get a foot. If it comes right on top of us, look out. Like I said, we could be getting well over a foot.
So when you see things, you know, you look at probably all kinds of stuff for the weather. Do you ever compare what you're thinking to the Farmer's Almanac?
Not seriously. I haven't even looked at that. All I know is I heard about the Farmer's Almanac, at least in one version, they say it's going to be cold and snowy. But guess what? They say that a lot of winters. So, no, I really don't. I certainly look at other forecasters and see what they're thinking is, but not the Farmer's Almanac. Because, I mean, it's not that sometimes they've been right, but, you know, it's usually very generalized, and it's just not that useful.
Okay. So you are a retired meteorologist, correct?
I am.
Great. And where did you do your meteorology?
I did it at the National Weather Service in good old Albany, New York. And
oh,
by the
wow.
way, their office is moving. Yeah, their office is moving in a year. They'll be moving to a new location a mile away, not far.
Uh-huh. Great. So if there's updates or you need to say anything else, you know, contact me and maybe we could do a follow-up to this weather
okay.
forecast.
Well, tomorrow, if it looks like something weird is happening, lower or higher than my around the foot, I'll certainly let you know. But that's what I'm thinking. And, you know, basically plan on slippery roads this afternoon. And then, you know, they'll get a little better tonight because the precipitation will be light, but probably some side roads will still be very slippery. And then tomorrow, you know, when it ramps up, the roads will deteriorate again. The morning rush hour might not be as bad as the evening rush hour. I think the evening rush hour tomorrow could be possibly the worst one.
On tomorrow, you're saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Okay. So, you know, you can contact me and update me and let me know what's going on, and, you know, we can update all my listeners. So you have been listening to Hugh Johnson, and he talked about the storm that's coming pretty soon. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you, you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay safe.
Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.